Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated, headquartered in Lafayette, Indiana, with branches in Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois, providing independent commodity, financial, and currency analysis to its clients and newsletter subscribers. On the web at myrmconline.com.
And good morning, I'm Jeff Bosser, in for Dave Dickey this week with the opening commodity market report for this Thursday. In the news this hour, the price of oil was steadily above $106 a barrel today after U.S. crude supplies fell for a third straight week, a sign of increased demand in the world's largest energy consumer. By early afternoon in Europe, benchmark crude for August delivery was down 16 cents at $106.32 a barrel in electronic trading on the New York Mercantile Exchange. The contract gained 48 cents to settle at $106.48. On Wednesday. Despite cooling economic growth in China, the price of oil was underpinned by another sizable decline in U.S. oil supplies. The U.S. crude inventory fell by 6.9 million barrels last week, bringing the three-week decline to 27.1 million barrels, according to the Energy Department. Analysts said that's the largest drop of crude stocks over a three-week period since at least 1990. Traders appear comforted by some soothing words from the Federal Reserve Chairman. Ben Bernanke said yesterday that the central bank had no firm timetable for cutting back on its bond purchases, and that pushed the stock market slightly higher. Better earnings for several major companies also helped. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 18.5 points, or 0.1%, to 15,470. S&P 500 climbed 4.5 points, or 0.3%, to 1,680. And the NASDAQ Composite rose 11.5 points, or 0.3%. Asian stocks were mostly higher today, tracking gains in Europe and Wall Street after Bernanke suggested stimulus policies may continue for longer than expected. However, China-related shares were mostly lower, continuing to suffer after China on Monday reported a second straight quarter of slower economic growth.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
In a few minutes, we'll get an opening look at the markets with Ellen Dearden at AgriView in Morton, Illinois. But right now, weather for the growing areas. Here's meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Weather conditions across the Midwest are still slated to be nearly ideal for a large portion of the region over this next 10 days to 2 weeks. That's thanks to a good mix of rain and thundershowers along with some sunny days. And we'll see some more milder temperatures for a little while this weekend and then heat back up again next week. The mix has got to turn out to be favorable for most of our reproducing and filling crops. There is an abundance of soil moisture around in quite a few areas. The subsoil in particular is still in a favorable mode for many areas in the northern and eastern parts of the Midwest. We're still concerned, though, about the ongoing dryness in the southwestern Corn Belt. Today's forecast continues to suggest that the southwestern Corn Belt will be favored for some greater amounts of precipitation. I have a little bit of reservations about that. Some of the pure model data, I think, is overdoing the rainfall. And don't be surprised if the southwestern Corn Belt ends up doing a little bit more poorly with rainfall over this next week relative to what the model has suggested today. What I'm talking about in particular is a cluster of thunderstorms that will likely come with a warm front that will move through the western Corn Belt Sunday and Monday. During that period of time, the GFS model has suggested there will be 1 to 3 inches of rain across the interior west and south central parts of Iowa into east central parts of the state. 1 to 3 inches of rain with the amount of dryness that they have today would be a boon to their crop development potential and to their yields as well. But I'm afraid that the amounts are overdone, and reality is that the rainfall will still be decent across the state, but not great enough to substantiate the improving trend for an extended period of time. Follow-up rain will still be necessary. Let me back up a little bit and we'll walk through the entire Midwest forecast here. We do have a frontal system that will be cutting through the region as we go through the period from really tomorrow into Sunday. The frontal system will be fairly quick moving, and it's not likely to bring a large volume of rainfall with it. We will see showers and thunderstorms in many areas, though. Rain totals will run from 1/10 to 5/10 of an inch, so maybe some locally greater amounts in a few locations. That frontal system, though, will fail to produce a lot of meaningful precipitation in the southwestern part of the Corn Belt. And as we move into next week, that warm front that I mentioned previously impacting Iowa will also impact many other areas in the western Corn Belt. We'll likely see the frontal system bring on rain totals of a quarter to three-quarters of an inch with some local 1 to 2 inch amounts. The greatest rains, though, will probably be in Minnesota, Wisconsin, and maybe northern and eastern parts of Iowa, as well as northern portions of Illinois. The showers and thunderstorms will work their way deeper across the eastern Midwest as we finish out that forecast period in the early half of next week. We'll likely see rain totals in those areas also running in a quarter to three-quarters of an inch range with some 1 inch plus amounts likely. Our temperatures across the Midwest will be trending a little bit cooler the next couple of days, mostly Friday night into Sunday, however. During that period of time, we'll look for temperatures to cool down into the 70s north and the 80s in the rest of the region. That compares to yesterday's highs, where we're mostly in the upper 80s through the lower 90s, with a few middle 90s in a couple of locations. The change in temperatures will be ideal for summer crops, giving them a chance to take a little bit of a break from whatever stress might have occurred over the past couple of days. We'll also allow for showers and thunderstorms to come around to help to recharge the topsoil moisture and prevent any area from becoming excessively dry. That, of course, excepts the southwestern Corn Belt, where it is already too dry in some locations, and we'll be watching closely to see how well the rainfall becomes distributed across that region here this weekend through next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
And in the live trade this morning from Kansas City, winter wheat for September is 704 and a quarter. That's up 1.5. December, 720, up 1. Chicago, September wheat, 665, unchanged. December, 667 and a quarter, down a quarter, or rather down a half. September corn, 533 and a half, down 5. December, 496, down 6. March 2014 corn, 508 and a half, down 5 and 3 quarters. May, 516 and a half, down 5 and a quarter. August beans, 1468 and a quarter, down 9 and a quarter. September, 1318 and a half, down 10 and a half, 3 quarters. November beans, 1269 and 3 quarters, down 13 and 3 quarters. January 2014, 1275, down 13 and a half. August bean meal, 466.80, down 230. September, 416.60, down 690. August bean oil, 45.73, down 6 cents. September, 45.73, down 4 cents. August live cattle, 121.32 and a half, down 0.025, or rather up 25. October live cattle, 125.22 and a half. That's down 0.025. August feeder cattle, 151.37 and a half, up 40. September, 154.22 and a half, up 27 and a half. August lean hogs, 96.12 and a half, up 32 and a half. Now joining me on the phone, Ellen Dearden of AgReview in Morton, Illinois, to take a look at the markets. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Jeff.
Well, we're seeing quite a bit of downward movement this morning, particularly in the beans.
Yeah, we're seeing quite a bit of pressure, and I think part of that is on these rain forecasts for Iowa that Drew Lerner just said he thought were overstated. So the kind of the buzz on the internet this morning is near ideal weather. Heat returns next week, but good reprieve and good chances for moisture, and I think that, like Drew pointed out, that looks to be overdone.
Yeah. I'm sorry, go ahead.
We did have export bookings on the reported from USDA this morning, and the beans were all weighted towards the new crop, as was the corn, but the bean side was a little bit on the light side. The corn, certainly new crop export bookings at 62.6 million bushel were rather high. Japan was a large buyer. They're a typical buyer from the U.S., and they've been kind of out of this market, so they're in there buying.
The stocks slightly higher today after some comments by the Fed chairman, and then some people had some anxious moments waiting to see what he was going to say.
Yeah, he's in his second day of testimony today with the Senate Banking Committee, so people are a little bit on edge. We certainly are addicted to the Fed policy of injecting lots of money into this economy right now.
And we've seen changes, or the price of oil, some reports on that, too. It's over $106 a barrel today, as I mentioned a few minutes ago.
Yeah, we have seen this crude market work sharply higher, and a lot of that was built initially on problems in figuring that there was going to be issues getting oil through the Suez Canal, but that seems to be maybe a little bit on the back burner, but certainly this crude market's on fire.
What else are you looking for in the days ahead?
I'm still looking at where we're going to be on these exports, and if China continues to buy wheat, the wheat market's trying to hold together. Seasonally, it's time to buy Dease wheat and sell Dease corn. That's kind of where we're looking. Tomorrow, cattle on feed report. Looks like the numbers will be down. That will not be supportive on the corn side of things nor meal.
All right. Thank you very much, Ellen. Ellen Dearden at AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Let's take a look at the numbers. Again, winter wheat for September, Kansas City, 704, three quarters. That's up two. December, 720 and a half, up one and a half. September wheat out of Chicago, 665 unchanged. September corn, 533 and a quarter, down five and a quarter. December, 495 and three quarters, down six and a quarter. August beans, 1468 and three quarters, down eight and three quarters. September, 1319 and a quarter, now down 10. November, 1269 down, now down 1269 and a half, now down 14. It's 86 degrees on Friends Plaza. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It's 901.